Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
So doctors are now prescribing that you could go to a national park because of the health benefits of being outside in nature. We're just curious if a doctor could describe a location for you to go to, all expenses paid. Where would that be? Somebody texted us, Mount Rainier. Oh. That's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Here's another one. My destination would be my favorite bench by Lake Huron. And then it says secret location.
Oh.
It's about, with a cup of coffee and my Bible, I've spent many precious moments there with my Heavenly Father.
Oh, I love that.
I like the secret location idea.
Yeah.
I also like the precious moments. I think this person there was with Precious Moments figurines.
Ankle friends.
Remember
yes.
those?
Yes.
Those were
yes.
so big.
I used to have a bunch of them.
Did you ever have a precious moment with a Precious Moment figurine?
Oh, my goodness.
They're so wonderful.
I had a whole little collection.
Yes.
When I was a kid.
My wife had a few of those. I don't know what happened to them.
I think certain ones are worth money now. Why didn't I hang on to those, man?
There's a Precious Moments Chapel in Missouri.
What?
Yes. I don't know if it's still there. That's all it is. It's all dedicated to Precious Moments.
Well that's some dedication.
Whatever you do today, make sure you have a Precious Moment.
Please do.
So why is it you're there and something's on sale or something's, you know, and you're, ooh, it's only $20. You snap it up and walk out of the store. But if you were in church and there's like, you know, we have this thing, a special offering, and you give a little extra and you're got your 20 and you're like, yeah, let me pray about this.
It's a lot of money to part with suddenly, right?
Yeah. Why is that? We were talking about that yesterday at this time. And you had a comment?
So for me, the difference in the $20 bill is when you're spending it on food or clothes or whatever, it's a tangible thing. Mm. And so you immediately see more, I guess, in your mind, a value of that $20 bill and what you're getting for it.
Yeah.
That's a good
Whereas
point.
Whereas when you're giving $20 for ministry, we don't always see how that money is being used. One of the things that helped me a lot is when they started pointing out things like you're buying a well for people to have water.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of ways that you can see how that money is being spent, it means more for me anyhow, because it's like, oh, it's buying a well.
It's more concrete terms is what you're saying.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we'll use the word tangible, what they've done is they've made giving more tangible. You can sort of, well, if I give this much money, I'm providing water for this whole community. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. When you give money away to ministry or in church, you don't always see where that money's going and what it's doing. And you're right. When you buy something with 20, you walk away.
You walk out with something in your hand. Yeah,
exactly.
Clutching it in your grubby little paws.
That's right. We're talking about, you know, just some comparisons. Like, for example, earlier we were saying, you know, why is it so easy to spend a 20 at the store, but when it comes to giving a 20 away, like at the, you know, a church, it's harder for you to part with your money? Or how about time? When you're in church, it's like, oh, sermon's taken forever, but oh, hey, I can watch a 2-hour movie like this.
2 hours, a whole series.
Yeah, no kidding. Why is that? Vern is with us. You got a take on that?
And the word is desire.
Mm.
When we desire something, it's easy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't, it's a little more difficult. I had a time in my life when we'd go to a particular worship service, and there would be prayer teams in the front, and the service was scheduled for an hour and a half, but you could stop in and leave when you wanted. And I remember thinking, how can those people sit there for prayer teams for an hour and a half? But God slowly changed my desires. He put opportunities in my path every day, and I started taking them, and He changed my desires. And now there's nothing more that I want to do than to be on that prayer team.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-oh.
I like that.
I think if we include in our prayers that ask the Lord to change our desires, certain activities suddenly become very desired.
And you know, in the Bible, it says that if you pray His will, you know you have what you've asked for. And why wouldn't God give you more of that hunger for Him?
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Love your station.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
God bless you.
And I don't mind cackling at all.
Well, thank you.
Yay! You can put up with
If you didn't get the reference, someone complained that they didn't like Sally and Misty's laughing.
Well, I'm glad, Vern, because you just heard a bunch of it.
Hey, I'm Josh Baldwin. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Let me pose you a question. Say that you have a light bulb out in your house, and by fixing it, you break your dishwasher and your stove, and I don't know, the garage door doesn't work anymore.
Sounds like you probably shouldn't change the light bulb.
Right? Okay. I am having a pretty routine surgery tomorrow, and it's one that my doctor does all the time. People get, it's not a big deal. It's outpatient. I'm not even going to be in the hospital overnight. And I had my pre-op call this week.
Okay.
I had no concerns about this. I was ready to go. We're going over everything. And then all of a sudden, my doctor says, now, there's a really very, very, very slim chance of this happening. However, All the things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And they're super serious. Like, worse than the initial problem, I think, that I'm going in to correct. And I was fine. And now I'm freaking out a little bit because he gave me this laundry list of things that could go wrong. I'm somebody who prefers to live in ignorance. I like it better when they give me the paperwork that I don't read, that I just sign. You know,
right.
It's like, I don't want to know, falling asleep, that I might wake up with fish gills all of a sudden. Like, we'll just go with it. That's God's plan for me now. We'll roll with it afterwards. Don't tell me it might happen ahead of time. So now I'm nervous. I'm a nervous Nelly. I wasn't. And now
I think anytime you go under anesthesia and they rattle off all the possible side effects or the things that could go south, and they kind of do it
nonchalantly, yes.
And I know that they do that probably on purpose and not real serious, like, so that you maybe won't take it as seriously.
No, I took it pretty seriously. Yeah. It reminded me of those medicine commercials where it's like, hey, if you have a headache, take this. Now, you know, you might have stomach problems for the rest of your life. You might never have a sense of balance again. Your limbs might fall off, but hey, your head's not going to hurt.
That's
while they're running through a field of daisies all happy. What is happening? Yeah, I'm a little stressed now.
I think you're going to be just fine. But I think anytime you're about to go under, and especially when they're going to cut you open, it's a little nerve-wracking. It's a little, Misty, I think it's an opportunity to hang out with God for a while.
Yes. We're going to have a chat.
Exactly. There you go. Family Life Radio. Hey, it's time for that good news of the day. The cool stuff that God is doing in your life. We'd love to hear about it. What's your story? 888-888-9976. Karen is with us, so tell us what happened.
I had to get a tooth removed. I was a fraidy cat for months. I finally went and did it yesterday. God took every ounce of fear out of me. I got it done, and it was the easiest tooth removal. That should have been hard, but God was there and took care of the entire thing. So that was completely God, because I was so scared before to do it, and I did it.
Wow. Have you always had fear and anxiety with the dentist before?
Yeah, probably for about the last 25 or so years. Yeah, and I'm 46, so that's like half my life. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh my gosh. And now I'm like not afraid anymore. And I knew I had to face, I knew he wanted me to face this and he would change me. And this is a miracle from it. So.
Wow.
Praise God. Praise God. It shouldn't have gone the way it did, but God intervened and it went God's way.
Yay.
That fear very well, by the way. I understand what that's like. I am terrified of the dentist.
I'm not necessarily terrified. I just have a lot of anxiety and I just don't like it. I just want to be there, you know?
Yeah. And my thing is, I don't like to be numb. That's my fear, is a numb feeling.
Oh.
And that's what I was so scared of. And
that's interesting. You have a fear of being numb.
Because that feeling like you can't swallow and you're can't feel your mouth.
My situation is, I'll just show up and they may think I'm nuts, but I'm like, take me away. Turn on the gas. I don't care what you do. Take me far away from here.
Yeah.
I had opted for the gas, and she said, honey, you don't need it. You're happy enough without it. So
Well, that's God. That is God. Perfect. That's awesome. Well, good news. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. You guys have a good day. God bless.
A kid in elementary school who's always in trouble. His name was Howard. Just constantly having meltdowns, tantrums. The staff there rallied around him. They tried to do all kinds of different things to help fix him, study behavior therapy, social-emotional practices. But when they finally gave up and just started loving on him, that's when he changed. Mm. And now he's a mentor to elementary school kids as a high schooler. And we're just talking about that. When do you just love on someone? And you have a story about your grandson. Tell us what's going on.
My grandson, he's 10 years old. His name's Ashton. And both his parents were in prison until he was 8 years old. Mm. So the parents have both stepped up. They're both trying really hard. But he's got some issues. He's getting in trouble at school. He's putting his hands on people. And they're a little concerned about some of his behavior. Everyone keeps talking about therapy. In the midst of all of this, I'm just loving him the way that he is. And I felt like I needed to hear that this morning because I know that I'm doing the right thing. So I just needed validation this morning, and your show just gave it to me.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with therapies.
Right.
If you get this feeling like there's something wrong with you and people are trying to fix you instead of just accept you, that could affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you start concentrating on what's wrong with you.
Right. So I almost feel like the therapy has to be combined with a lot of love.
Agreed.
No matter what happens, if you never ever change, we love you the way you are.
Yeah.
But I think that knowing that you are loved, even though you got stuff to work on, that makes it better.
It does.
And that can encourage you to work on bettering yourself, too.
True. Yeah, good point.
You want to be a better person for those loving you. And I think what you're doing, as you know, Kangleford's talked about before, you're really modeling God's unconditional love for him as well. And so that's beautiful.
I'm trying to. Yeah. Well, I love him, and I wanted to see him succeed. And this is just a hopeful story for me to hear. I listen to you guys day and night all the time, and thank you so much for being here for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for the message today. I hope you guys all have a great day.
It's Valentine's Day. Maybe you're trying to think of, well, last minute. This might seem strange. When I heard it was kind of strange yesterday. My wife said this. Honey, do you think you can go buy See's Candies? Now, if you don't know what See's Candies is, most of them are out west. There's one in Indianapolis where we used to live.
Mm-hmm.
Really great chocolatier place.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had them.
Honey, do you think you can go by and pick me up some candy? I want this box. And she showed me which one. So is that strange to have your loved one just kind of tell you exactly what they want?
No.
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 Because it seems a little bizarre to me. It seems, is that unromantic if I just come back with what she, I don't know.
Okay, so here is the thing. I understand why it might feel weird to you. My husband, he asks me around Christmas time every year, like, you know, what are some of the things you want? And he follows that list exactly because he flounders. He like, and he's hit it out of the park a couple of times when he's ventured out on his own. And then others. I love him dearly, and I appreciate the sentiment and the thought.
Oh, this is so funny. So now this is how I'm interpreting this. She is preventing me from coming back with something that's going to disappoint her.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
that's the way I'm looking at it.
You know what? Just not being disappointed is pretty romantic.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Do you have any joy to report on? Here's a number. Call right now. 888-888-9976. Tell us what's going on.
What brings me joy? Our firstborn niece and her husband and our little grandniece live in Spain. They haven't been to the States since 2018 when our grandniece was 3.5 months old. So we met them in Southern California, and I got to see our little grandniece. She's now 3.5 years old.
Oh, how fun.
And what really brought me joy in all that is seeing my two youngest play with their cousins.
Oh, yeah. There's something about cousins and relatives playing with each other.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. Oh, yeah. You know, I think what it was is this, like even cousins that I hadn't met or hadn't seen in a really, really, really long time, it's like inside you're like, hey, we're relatives.
Yes. There's something.
You got this pride going. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, it's this belonging thing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It made my mama heart very happy.
Love it.
I just swelled with pride.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing.
Have a wonderful day.
Aww, thank you. Thanks. You too.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. Invite you to like us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.